The GAA program is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Club Championships.
Yeah, Marcus Falchuk, Jean Clark, coming Luke Clascale, Shockton on Iha Brab. With me, Tom Comyke, with you until 9 o'clock tonight, and as always on a Wednesday night, we hope to keep you entertained. We've got a number of interesting people for you to meet, and coming up in tonight's programme, I'll be joined by Geraldine McLaughlin, who scored 12 points for Donegal in their 17 points at 14 win over Tipperary in the All-Ireland Ladies Senior Football Championship on Saturday down in Castlereagh. I'll be also joined by the former Donegal player and Niamh Connell clubman Paddy Campbell. He's the manager of the Derry under 17 minor team who face Meath in the All-Ireland quarter-final on Saturday in the Athletic Grounds in Armagh. And also we'll be checking in with the chairman of the Sean McCool's club in Ballybuffet, Terry O'Reilly. Of course, Sean McCool's are preparing for one of the biggest games ever held in the Twin Towns, and certainly in McCool Park, in terms of importance and prizes up for grabs. It's of course that meeting of Donegal and Tyrone on Sunday week in the county grounds at the banks of the Fen. We'll be joined by Terry later to tell us how preparations are going for that game. Of course, that's a Crow Power fixture, but Sean McCool's club in association with the Donegal County Board and Ulster Council will be playing a big part in it as well. It's a big occasion, big occasion for the town as well. Of course, 16,000 capacity crowd, sell out all ticket games. So, and of course, the prize for the winners of either Donegal or Tyrone is a place in the All-Ireland semi-final. So the stakes couldn't be much higher. But tonight we began, and of course, Donegal got their second big victory of the Super 8 Championship last weekend with 20 points to 13 win over Roscommon down in Dr. Hyde Park. Michael Murphy with 9 points there, three of them from frees, and an exceptional performance for him. Unfortunately, Tyrone just pipped by Dublin, it has to be said. A James McCarthy goal in the second half proved the difference between Dublin and Tyrone in Healy Park, and what was a cracking game and very intense and high intensity game throughout. Well, the big losers of the weekend, even though they only drew, I think, were Monaghan. Remember, they were cruising to victory and really had Kerry rattled until David Clifford got a last-gasp goal. Literally put the ball through the eye of a needle. One wonders how the young man, of course, who was a minor last year and has really graduated. But Monaghan surely must be kicking themselves, because they put in a big performance, and they now go to Galway on Sunday week needing a win. And of course, Galway, they've qualified for the semi-finals, but they'll be mindful of the fact that if they were to top the group, they'll avoid playing Dublin until possibly the final. Conor McManus, brilliant performance for Monaghan, at scored 1-9, and Rory Began, the goalkeeper, kicked 3 great points. Massive kick out. But as I said, Kerry playing poorly. You always get worried when Kelly playing poorly, and they still win, because really Monaghan were really up for that game. And as I said, Galway already through. They defeated Kildare 19-16 in the other second round game, and of course a number of games down for decision there. The final round of games on Monday week, or on Sunday week, and we'll be talking to Terry O'Reilly about that big game in McCool Park on Sunday week and how the preparations are going. But first tonight, I'm delighted to say we hear from Geraldine McLaughlin, who of course scored those 12 marvellous points for Donegal in their 17 points to 14 victory over Tipperary in a hard fought encounter in Castlereagh last Saturday.
First of all, congratulations. A big victory and a big personal performance from you, 12 points.
Yeah, it was a tight game. I think it was the first game now, probably since a long time, that we scored no goals, but we kind of thought that going in today that was, even if we got one, it'd be very tough to get one. And it was just a big game, and they're a very good side. Like, I think before the Cork game, they haven't been beaten in 2 years. And I know it was intermediate last year, but they're a great side, and it was always going to be a tough game.
Yeah, very difficult to break down, but you had the goal chances. You were pulled down for the penalty.
Yeah, I think we had a couple of goal chances, and probably didn't take them today, and probably didn't need them today as such. But we'll know for the next time that we'll have to take them if we want to get over the line. But as I say, they were tight in defence and tight marking, so yeah, it was a lot harder.
There's people always say that Donegal need goals to win games. Here's proof today that you don't.
No, when you see today, our defence tightened up a lot, and they didn't get any goals too, which is massive for performance of our back line. So, no, like if we a full team performance, which is good, and prove that today we do not need goals.
Yeah, and obviously a very physical game, I thought. You got pulled and dragged quite a bit.
Yeah, it was. Like, it's probably to be expected this level of the competition, like, but and probably now on it's going to be the same. Like, and the ref today let the lock go, which is probably better and let the game flow, like, but it was physical, and every game's going to be got you up on senior level. So,
because you seem to be a little groggy after you were pulled down for the penalty there. Would you normally have taken it, or was Ailish going to take them anyway?
I don't know. Like, whoever feels up to it, and probably when I was down injured, Ailish, probably she had a couple of penalties this year and scored them. Like, so, oh no, she stepped up. For it anyway, so.
Obviously 5 weeks without a game, obviously as well, having come through Ulster without really being tested, I suppose. No harm to get a tough game like this.
Oh yeah, it's needed for the All-Ireland series. Like in Kerry, we go play next week, another exceptional team, so we needed that game today. Like if we beat them well today, it would be no good to us and no good to them. So
yeah, and you're playing Kerry, you've already qualified for the quarter-final. They have qualified as well, but there's still a lot at stake next week, as Maxie Corn was telling me.
Yeah, there's a lot. Like if we win, we have probably the easier side of the group. Like if we lose, I think we get Dublin, which is probably the best team in the country. And even if we do lose and get them, like you still probably have to beat them to win the All-Ireland, if that's what you wanted. Like, so oh no, like hopefully.
That's Shirley McLaughlin there speaking to me on Saturday down in Castlereagh following Donegal's 17 points to 14 victory over Tipperary. A hard fought game, has to be said. I'm not quite sure, I haven't checked the record, but it was some time since Donegal didn't score a goal, but they came through in the end. Always the better side, but in tight games like that, certainly it's always a little bit worrying towards the end, but I think that game will probably do Donegal good after those big victories. Remember they scored something like, what, 12 goals and, what was it, 40-something points in their two games in Ulster. So really, maybe just getting a little bit complacent, but certainly won't be complacent after last weekend. Well, next, we turn our attention to another Donegal, a man who is making waves on the managerial front. That's former Donegal player, fullback, and Niamh Connell, fullback as well, Paddy Campbell. Paddy is manager of the Derry under 17 minor team this year, and they have reached the All Ireland semi quarter final, defeated Ulster finalists, beaten by Monaghan in the final, but they're through in the second chance, and they play Meath on Saturday. Just before I go to Paddy, just a big congratulations to St. Junan's minor hurlers on winning the county final on Monday night. Great display of hurling and skill, a few Henry Shefflings and Joe Cannings in the making. Wonderful achievement for the lads and their management, from Paddy Lennon and Fergal Finn. So congratulations to St. Junan's, and commiserations to Dunloe and to Fergal, or to Cormac Hartnett and everybody out there working with Dunloe as well. Dunloe making great strides, certainly not known as a hurling stronghold, but certainly congratulations to St. Junan's, but commiserations to Dunloe, who were defeated in that final as well. But back to the weekend action. As I mentioned, Derry are playing Meath on Saturday in the All-Ireland quarter-finalists in the Athletic Grounds in Armagh. And just before I came on here, I spoke to a former Donegal player and Niamh Connell player, Paddy Campbell, who is managing Derry.
First of all, Paddy, thank you for joining us, and obviously busy times for you. Looking forward to an All-Ireland quarter-final against Meath on Saturday in the Athletic Grounds. Going in as the Ulster runners-up, but looking forward to the game nonetheless.
Yeah, unbelievably looking forward to the game, you know, because I suppose we lost the Ulster final just about. We could have easily won the final, and we probably have a little bit of regrets around some of the you know, what we left behind, you know, on the field, and we missed some good chances to come away with the victory. And the Cubs are very much looking forward to getting back out in the field and you know, doing us justice. So yeah, we're looking forward to play a very good Meath team up in Armagh again, you know. And,
yeah.
Yeah, Cubs are well focused on it.
And tell me, obviously defeated by Monaghan in that final, and of course you had defeated them in the very first round in Celtic Park back in what, May?
Yeah, we beat them by a point after extra time, after they won the league, and you know, as we were 8-1 down at half time, and the boys came back very, very well, and conceded a sloppy goal that day. And but listen, the Monaghan team's a decent team. Well, I think they'll beat Kildare, so there's no doubt that they'll end up in the semi-final at least, and maybe more. So They're a very, very good team. We beat them on the first round, obviously, and we could have easily have beat them in the final. We beat a very good Tyrone team by 5 points in the semi-final. So our form sits very, very well. And even though we're not Ulster champions, we're very, very confident that we're as good as any team in Ulster. And hopefully, you know, we're as good as any team right across the country. And we're just looking for a big performance to get into the semi-final on Saturday.
And tell me a little about the team. We've watched them at times once or twice this year, but we haven't probably got to see as much of them as we normally would. Maybe see minors. They don't seem to be getting the same coverage on TV and etc.
Yeah, so the minors. Yeah, so you know. The Cubs from a size wise are a lot smaller than our opposition against Monaghan. Donegal are much physically bigger teams, Tyrone much physically bigger teams. So we're a much smaller team with regards to that, but there's a lot of pace in the team and a lot of agility. The Cubs have been fantastic. Their commitment from day one has been brilliant. They didn't have really good much success so at under 15, under 16 level in the last 2 years, but it's gelled very, very well the year. We've got some great coaches involved with the team there, Fabian Muldoon and Ronan Rocks and Eddie McLaughlin and Emmett and Seamus. So we've got some great coaches, mentors involved, and we're well positioned. We've got some great wee players, Enda Downey at full forward, with Conor McGuckin. Probably the biggest loss for us is our fullback, Turnin Woods, who looks like he's got a fractured bone in his hand, so he's a major loss to us right now. And we're trying to do everything best we can to get him back, but it just looks like time's going to run short of us.
And tell me, what do you know about Meath?
We've done a lot of homework on them, to be honest. We went and seen them. We've got videos of them, so we've done a lot of homework. Class team, very, very good, well-run team.
They are the Leinster champions as well, of course.
Leinster champions, and they won both games, the semi and the final by a mile. So they've got very, very good forwards. They've got a midfielder that's been tipped to go to the Aussie rules. They've got strong defenders. They've been doing strength and condition since October last year. So they're a big physical Meath team that you'd expect in a Meath. We know plenty about them. We'll do our best to set up as best we can against them. But at the end of the day, we've got to deliver some good scores on the far end, because this Meath team is going to put up some big scores.
And tell me about yourself. You're living in Derry, working in Derry, have been involved with senior clubs in Derry in management in recent seasons. This is your first year with the under-17s, is it?
Yeah, first year under-17, so I'm living in Derry 19 years. I'm probably living in Derry longer than I'm living in Donegal now. So,
Living in the north of Ireland longer than Donegal anyway.
That's right. I'm 4 years in Belfast on top of that. The great set about Nolan Begg with the minors, and we train probably on similar nights to the seniors in the under-20. So there's a great buzz about when you get out of Nolan Begg with the three different teams, three different county teams training sort of side by side. So it's great for the Cubs at that age when they're 15, 16, 17-year-olds in the squad. And I suppose it's a great experience for those guys to see sort of some of their idols out training and stuff. So been a rough year for the seniors for sure, but the under-20s had a fantastic year, and maybe should have won the All-Ireland semi there last week or the week before.
The under-17s and under-20s obviously, you know, kind of certainly give renewed hope in Derry, and have given you renewed hope. And I suppose the spotlight now is solely on you because you're the sole survivor.
It's just our competition happens to run on longer, and hopefully we're in another few weeks yet, and we expect to be. But, I think there's still a lot of renewed hope with the seniors. You know, the question is how much time we give Damien and the team. For sure, I'm sure they're gutted to be in Division 4, but that's not a reflection of the quality of players that's in Derry. So there's no doubt that they'll end up in Division 3 next year, and hopefully Division 2 the year after. So there's probably an accelerated plan there to get back up the divisions ASAP. You know, a lot of difficulties obviously with the slot needle fillers missing. There's a huge gap in the fillers and the team this year earlier in the league. You know, but saying that, listen, hey, the expectation is that the senior team will climb the ranks very, very quickly again. You know?
Yeah. So I know you're up against it on Saturday, but feel you're good enough if everything goes to plan.
More than good enough. For sure, we respect me. The Leinster champions, top class team, won their last two games by a country mile. But we know, you know, the Ulster football brings out a lot and players, and you know, our Cubs stood up time and time again. They showed great character. So we firmly believe in our own players, 100%. So we know we're a kick of a ball away from winning Ulster title, and we're very, very confident going into Saturday. You know, so we expect a massive performance here. And Tom, hopefully, I'm talking to you again in a week's time for a semi-final. You know, so
tell me, Paddy. Obviously, we can't let you go without talking about Donegal, because I'm sure you're watching them closely under Declan Bonner, and they're having a very good season, aren't they?
Very impressive. I think it's probably they were very, very unlucky to get relegated from Division One. And they played some outstanding football and lost by minimal margins in a number of days. So, real disappointment at Division One, because it's unfortunate they won't get that competition next year. But listen, they're playing very, very well. They cruised through Ulster in probably second or third gear. They pushed probably Dublin pretty tough in Croke Park a couple of weeks ago. Bay away Roscommon in maybe second or third gear. And now they have a massive game against Tyrone that I think they'll win pretty handy at home venue. So it's very, very difficult to beat Donegal down in Balbathay. They're playing a great brand of football, even though they're very, very defensive. Still, they're playing 14 behind the ball and stuff, but they're creating plenty of scoring chances the other end. It's really exciting times, and a lot of young fellas have come through.
Great crop of young players, isn't there? Honestly.
It's outstanding to see it, and fair play to Declan and others who've coached them through. You know, big thanks. Shout out to the clubs who've coached them through the years as well. So there's a massive crop of young fellas coming through there, and I think that without a doubt, you know, when you look in hindsight at the end of the year, and you look back, Donegal is going to be rated as one of the top four teams in the country quite easily. So they're in a good place right now. The Donegal football's in a very good place.
Yeah. And still a few Glenties men there, very much part of the setup and part of the team. Leo and young Kieran Thompson, and of course Anthony there as well.
Yeah, and Leo's playing brilliant midfield, and he's in the shape of his life. He might not be getting many scores right now, but the amount of frees he wants around the scoring day and the amount of scores he sets up, is the strength of his game. Great to see Anthony coming back for sure, and Kieran with that reliable left foot, he gets on the score sheet quite often too. So, yeah, great to see the Glenties Cubs on it. They're doing a brilliant job.
Yeah, and obviously we cannot go without mentioning Michael Murphy, probably in the form of his life.
Listen, I think he's in the form of his life every game. He's often his man marked by one or two men, and he still plays brilliant. And sometimes people expect a huge amount. He's a fantastic leader. There's no arrogance about him. He's delivering. He's a great role model for the young fellas in that team. He did, fantastic game inside the last day, and he showed that if he can get ball into him, he can turn either foot and slip it over. So, or set up scores. So listen, he's a real leader, like, and has been since Jim made him captain all those years ago. So, he's been about a long time, and I know that obviously Tyrone will have plenty of attention on him as they do. So. He's going to have to dig very, very deep to get on the end of some ball the next day, because he's going to be very, very tight in Martin, and I suppose he expects that.
Mm. Tell me, how far do you think Donegal can go?
For sure. I think that Kerry are average. I think Galway, once they play a team like Donegal, they will struggle. I think Donegal have been at this game system for a longer time. I think if Donegal can beat Tyrone, they will end up in final with Dublin, no doubt. Will they beat Dublin? That's tough.
Dublin are still the benchmark, aren't they?
I think so. You need to be very, very good on the day, and Dublin would need to underperform, I think, right now at the minute. But there's no doubt. I think if they beat Tyrone, they will end up in the All Ireland final. There's no doubt. I think they're stronger than the other teams on the other side of the draw, but by a long way.
Look, Paddy, it's great you could join us. Really nice to talk to you, and hopefully we'll be talking to you again next week ahead of the All Ireland semi final.
Fingers crossed, Tom. All right, thanks.
Paddy Campbell there, manager of the Derry under 17 minor team, who play Meath on Sunday or Saturday, 3 o'clock throw in the athletic grounds in Armagh. That's for a place in the All Ireland semi final. Monaghan, the Ulster champions, face Kildare. The Leinster runners up. That game is in Cusick Park in Mullingar, also at 3 o'clock. And we turn our attention briefly. We've just got a few minutes left, indeed. But we joined by Terry O'Reilly, the chairman of the Sean McCool's Club, and of course McCool's and Donegal hosting a huge game next weekend. Not this weekend, the following weekend against Tyrone. And first of all, Terry, delighted you could join us. Just remind us how big this game is.
Tom, thank you for giving us the opportunity. Tom, of course, as a club, we're absolutely delighted to be in a position to hold an event as big as this. You know, Donegal and Tyrone at any time is a big game, but in a quarter final of an All Ireland is massive. It's something we really never would have expected, but we're really looking forward to the challenge. And we have had big games in the past, and I suppose we treated them similar to this game coming up, but we know that there'll probably be extra pressure to make sure that everything goes well on the day.
Yeah, and of course it's a Crow Power fixture, and obviously Donegal GAA have a big input into it as well, but I'm sure yeah. The club have too.
Oh yeah, the Donegal County Board are running it with the help of Ulster Council and with McCool's, but the club, yeah, they would have, and I suppose I'd take this opportunity to thank all our club officers and members and stewards that come out and help in any way, whether it be inside or outside the ground, or whether it be in the kitchen, or, you know, providing refreshments, or in shops, or selling half-time draws and lottos. Like, this is what makes the club really look forward to an occasion like this, you know, when every one of them are familiar with running a big event, and then with the county board, officers and stewards, and Ulster Council, and ones from outside, you know, I think we are very well prepared, and we hope then make sure that everyone has an enjoyable occasion.
And tell me, how many club people would be involved on the day?
Well, I would say that you'd be talking about this game up to 120 people between everywhere. And that would be definitely a number that we will be looking for this match, for positions they have to take outside the ground and inside the ground. And as I said, shops, programs, kitchens, you know, it's a big event. And, you know, we really believe that this is a great opportunity. We're delighted to have the facility. We have invested a lot of money in the facility, in trying to provide a good place to come to and enjoy it. And, you know, the field is looking brilliant with the force workers and the county boards there. The field will be spectacular on the day, Tom.
And 16,000, I think, is the capacity is 17,500, I think, but for this game it's 16,000. Obviously, all ticket game, probably tickets still available, aren't they?
Yeah, the tickets would be available, but they're selling fast. And like with Tyrone being here and the neighbouring clubs, I'd say that anybody that's looking for a ticket, I mean, the stand is completely sell out. And if we could take this opportunity, Tom, to say that, you know, parking is definitely going to be a problem, but we have had games as big as this, and we have the Church Care Park and the Mart Care Park in the Stranorlar with other outlets. We have the Main Street Care Park, the Main Street one, the Navaney Care Park, Super Value, and one out Green, and also on the Glenfin Road we have Harold's Yard. So people will find that the county board will be issuing instructions in relation to parking on them particular day. But around the clubhouse, it'll be a no-go area, because with television cameras and everything, the maybe officials from the county teams and things like that, that'll be about it, you know. And on the Jackson side, Villa Rose side, with the volume of people that'll be passing through these areas, it would be unwise to have vehicles travelling at the same time. But we had this in the past, and Tom, I think that we're really looking forward to its massive and All-Ireland quarter-final. And also I'd like to wish Declan and the boys the very, very best of luck, and hopefully that, you know, that we'll get over. It's 1973 since we were beat by Tyrone in the championship, so I hope it's at least one other year anyway, Tom.
Yeah, and tell me, obviously it's big for the town as well, and we know that quite a lot of roadworks going on there at the moment. Do you have any fears on that front?
Well, not really, because the help of the Gardaí, they have told us that they'll assist us in every way. Of course, I think the Donegal Road at the minute is probably going to be, you know, it's going to be slow in that area, but I think with the help of the Gardaí and getting the lights working, I hope that we wouldn't have any other work going on that would interfere with it, and that diversions be in place to show people where the parking areas are. And listen, you know, it's only 1 hour of a football match, or it's only one game. And, you know, the entrance to the stand is by the Jackson side. The entrance to the main pitch is by the main entrance there at the clubhouse. And, you know, hopefully if it's a good day, it's only a few hours. And no matter what venue you go to, Tom, you're up against it. You know, people have to walk. They can't drive into the ground. We're no different. And I think that people will find that on this day in Balbuffet, they'll have an enjoyable day, and I hope they have a good result.
And tell me, finally, before we let you go, Terry, in terms of catering for the crowd, the fact that there's no curtain raiser, that sometimes can lead to a problem where everybody comes at the last minute. So have you got any message for people?
Yeah, well, the message that I was there is definitely be on time. I mean, 3:30 is the time that you'll be in, but I would expect that people will be in Balbuffet from 1 o'clock on. And I'm sure that the county board will make sure that the ground is open for people to enter, and anyone coming to this game would nearly definitely be in the town and in the area at least 3/4 of an hour before the start of that game, Tom.
Yeah, I'm sure it's in terms of a financial gain or to the local economy, I'm sure it has its pluses.
Well, I would say that, you know, to have this is brilliant for the people of the town that has helped us in the past and for premises around the town. You definitely would be talking in the region, I would say, Tom, of 150 to 200,000 from outside, which would be already spent in the area, you know. So, like, it's a massive boost to any town to have an event like this. And, again, I say that, you know, we are delighted that we have that facility. And as you said at the outlet, Tom, it's an All-Ireland quarter-final. It's something that you could possibly believe could happen, but it would be only a dream up until now. And we're grateful that the results went in the way that this is winner-takes-all, and hopefully Declan and the boys will make sure that the result is good for us on that day, Tom.
Yeah, okay, Terry. That's Terry O'Reilly there.
Thank you for giving us this opportunity.
And just, I know it's probably not your bailiwick, but I'm sure you know, where can people get tickets for the game?
Well, I think that at the minute that the tickets outlets would be Super Value and club officers, and through Noreen Doherty in the main office. And I think that at this stage, Noreen will have circulated in such a way that everyone will know that their orders should be in as soon as possible, because it is all tickets. And I would think that there would be no point in coming on the day hoping to get in, Tom. But that's the belief, and I believe it as well.
Look at Terry, thanks a million, and the best of luck next Sunday for you and everybody obviously involved in running that big game.
Listen, we appreciate that, and the help that Highland Radio has given us in relation to traffic and everything, and that to you, Tom, and to everybody there, thanks very much.
That's Terry O'Reilly, chairman of the Sean McCool's Club in Ballybuffet. Of course, Sean McCool Park, the main county ground, which is shared between the Donegal County Board and the McCool's Club, is hosting that game. So we'll talk about that in some depth next weekend. It's a big game. It's the game of the weekend, no doubt, in the Super 8s. My thanks to Geraldine McLaughlin, to Paddy Campbell, to Terry O'Reilly, and of course, as always, to Jimmy Stafford on sound. Pio McCann is coming up next, keeping the red flag of Tyrone flying. From me, Tom Cormack, on Gaeilge Shachtain, Shogun, Slán Bannock.